and vicious, hideous, probably incestuous carryings on among the other gods, while Kina kept getting stronger. She was real sneaky. That's one of her attributes. Deceit. But then, her main creator, or father, tricked her and put a sleep spell on her. She's still snoring away somewhere, but she can touch our world through her dreams. She's got her worshippers. All Goonie deities do. Big, little, good, bad, indifferent. They all have their temples and priesthoods. I can't find out much about Kina's followers. They're called deceivers. The soldiers won't talk about them. They flat refuse, like naming Kina might actually waken her. Which, I gather, is the holy mission of her worshippers.
Too weird for me, Bucket grumbled.
Goblin said, That explains why Lady scares the shit out of everybody whenever she dresses up. If they really think she's turned into this goddess.
I figure we should find out everything we can about this Kina.
Crack plan, Mergen. How? If nobody will talk.
Yeah. Even the boldest Taglians threatened to get the vapors if I pressed. It was obvious that they were not just terrified of this goddess. They were scared of me, too. One Eye brought heartening news.
This stuff about the relief force is gold, boss. Every night now, Spinner is sneaking troops out through the hills like he don't think we can see them go if it's dark.
Could he be giving up the siege?
The troops are all headed north. Home ain't north.
I did not offer another alternative. One Eye would not have come if he was not sure. Of course, One Eye being sure never meant that One Eye was right. He was One Eye. I thanked him, sent him to do a small chore, found Goblin, and asked him what he thought. The little wizard seemed surprised I would bother.
Did One Eye stutter or something?
No, but he's One Eye. Goblin could not contain his big frog grin. That made perfect sense to him. Nobody relayed the news to Mogaba. I thought it would go easier for everybody if he didn't know. But Mogaba heard rumors, too. Dejigore was a nightmare town, filled with factions only loosely united in defiance of the besiegers. Mogaba's forces were the strongest. The Jaikuri were most numerous. We old crew, with our auxiliaries, were less numerous and less powerful. But boy, were we strong in our righteousness. And then there were the Nyueng Bao. The Nyueng Bao remained an enigma. Chapter 43. Kidam's family occupied the same dismal, filthy, smoky, pungent hole until the deluge drove them out. The perquisites of power did not appeal to the speaker. He had a place to get out of the rain.